This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Win one, that's a win. Win two, you're starting to win streak. Let's talk to Sam Amico, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Sir? I don't even know that I'm cautiously optimistic about the Cavaliers right now. I'm optimistic about the future. I don't know what the team's going to look like 100% next year, but over the last 2 weeks, I've grown optimism over the franchise. Just your thoughts on you know, kind of buying into where the Cavs might be headed on this thing.
Yeah, I think the most exciting thing for them right now is looking, at least, you may not know what the roster is going to look like next season totally, but you're building that kind of momentum and culture. You know, a big word is culture, and they're building that right now. And, you know, you heard J.B. Bickerstaff the other night say that they want to, you know, play with energy and play hard, and you don't want to be the guy who's left out not doing that. And, if you could kind of create that atmosphere and maintain that atmosphere, then, you know, it almost doesn't matter who's on the roster next season because you're building something that is sustainable and really kind of winning basketball. So they've sure looked good lately. You know, as I've said, they kind of did this with John Beilein for the first 9 games of the season, if you remember. And let's hope that it continues this time.
The subtle changes that JB's brought in, Sam. What have you thought of what he's trying to do?
Well, it's pretty clear that he's very relaxed in terms of, you know, his practice schedule. It's, let's be frank, it's more NBA-like, and not just the practice schedule, but the approach, the whole approach. It's a more comfortable situation for the players, I think, simply because, you know, and who knows, is J.B. Bickerstaff as good of a basketball coach as John Beilein? We don't know. I mean, John Beilein's pretty decorated, but, you know, there's a way to coach in the NBA, and I think John Beilein was really still trying to figure that out, understandably so, since he coached in college for 40 years. But JB has been around the game, not just as a coach and assistant coach, but of course his father, Bernie, now senior advisor for the Cavs, was a longtime NBA coach. So I just think it's that understanding of how to manage players, because look, in the NBA, everybody knows X's and O's, right? All the coaches know X's and O's. It's how do you get that message across to the players? And I think that has been a real strength for JB. The players have really responded to his style. So I just think it's very subtle, but it's hard to understand, but it's very clear. This is a guy who, you know, JB Bickerstaff, who is a fit in the NBA and is a fit with teams like the Cavaliers, who are still kind of figuring it out.
I think one of the things though that we're missing is Andre Drummond being on the team, and you know, Beilein didn't have that for very long. What's that impact? I mean, you tell me. You're around it. You tell me his influence on this team, and then tell me if that's one of the other reasons why they're winning.
With who on the team, Andy?
Drummond.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that that's they're still trying to figure out his fit. But I think that the idea that they went out and got him was left an impression on the other players. And, yeah, people forget, you know, what is it? They've won 4 of 5 even with him, or is it 4 of 6 with him? Now, of course, he was out last game, but I just think that, you know, the fact that they went out and got him kind of showed the players, look, you know, we want to find people here who work, okay? And we're not just going to tank away at the season and not look toward the future or, you know, trade everybody off. I think that they, you know, Kobe Altman put a statement out there, which is, we're going to find guys who work in this situation. We're going to find guys who work now. And that's why you go out and you trade for a guy like Drummond, who's 26 and is an unconventional player in today's NBA, but a very good player in today's NBA. So, look, you know, we knew the Tristan Thompson situation going into that trade, right? You know, they were looking to trade Tristan. They couldn't do it. The situation as he comes off the books at the end of the year. Well, Andre Drummond's taken a lot of his time and his minutes, and since that trade, Tristan's played almost at an all-star level. So maybe it had some psychological impact on the other guys, yes.
And, you know, Sam, the one thing about the Andre Drummond trade that, along with the entire message to the organization, has to be, hey, look, if we have an opportunity to bring in good basketball players, we're going to do that. No, I mean, and is Andre a perfect fit for a team? That's still to be determined, I think. But bottom line, he's a good basketball player. You know, he's not LeBron. You're not going to build an entire team around him like that. But when you bring in good players and you put the coach in charge and tell him to make it work, I mean, that sends a great message to absolutely everybody. And I think that's what the Drummond trade did more than anything else.
Exactly. And this is really an audition these last 20-some games for everybody. You know, it is maybe this works to the point where you think, you know what, we're going to sign Tristan, or we're going to not trade Kevin Love. I think they're back to the possibility of a lot of things being open. Now, they're not going to, you know, tie up a lot of salary cap space either. But if they keep showing this kind of heart and moxie, they're going to consider, you know what, moving forward, maybe most of these guys are our guys. Now, we've only seen this for 4 games, right? Small sample size. Tonight's going to be a great test against a team that's, you know, really buzzing and everybody's paying attention to and has some young players as well. But if the Cavs continue to play like they have lately, a lot of these questions in the off season that we thought were certainties are going to be maybe even harder to figure out. Things like Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love, Andre Drummond, you know, all of those situations, they're going to have some decisions to make all over again, as opposed to, well, we're going to try to move all of these guys.
Sam Amico covers the NBA Cavs for Sports Illustrated, SI.com. Sam, we were talking about this before. Should we be mad at the players because their effort is suddenly turned up? I mean, is this they're the same players, and now suddenly we're seeing effort on defense. And, you know, where was this middle of the season? Where was this when, you know, this team that thought they would try to, you know, rebuild this on the fly with some veterans? Why didn't we see that before? And was it mutiny? I mean, I can look at it that way. I can say, you know what, they didn't want to play for Beeline, so they weren't going to play, and in the end, he ended up getting reassigned, and they ended up getting maybe the coach they wanted.
It's hard to know the full story. I do think it's just like any other profession where if you're not thrilled with the boss, some people, not all people, but some will perhaps not give, and not even on purpose, just subconsciously maybe aren't giving the type of effort that they need to be giving. I find it hard to believe that players were loafing on purpose. I think that they just got caught up in loafing, and you know, we've seen it in pro sports, whether it's the NBA,
NHL, NFL, whatever, players who give up on the coach, and when there's more than one of them who give up on the coach, and really, let's be honest, when your strongest voices, and that your veteran players is what I mean by that, give up on the coach, that has a real impact on everybody else in uniform. And I think it was pretty evident that, you know, Kevin Love was a guy who had given up on John Beilein, didn't like playing for him, didn't like the I had one scout I was talking to joked that John Beilein's a great coach, but he treated the Cleveland Cavaliers like the College of Worcester Fighting Scouts. And he said that some guys just aren't a fit at this level, and that's okay. He'll go back to college next year and be really successful, I'm sure, for probably 3 to 5 years at a major program, you know. But here in Cleveland, we all saw it after the press conference or after the game, the post-game press conferences. He looked, you know, he looked like he needed a hug. He looked overwhelmed, and I felt for him. But I just think that all of that stuff added up. He just wasn't getting through the players. He didn't have the practice time in the NBA that he felt that he needed. And, yeah, there was probably, I don't want to call it a mutiny, but there was, I think there was undoubtedly a lack of effort because the veteran players didn't like the coach, and that kind of rubbed off on the young guys.
Sam Amico is joining us. You're starting backcourt. We all know the ages, 21, 20, 19, or your three guys in the backcourt. How do you see this playing out long-term, Sam? Because it's real clear Darius Garland, Colin Sexton, Kevin Porter can all play in this league and all look like they're sitting on what should be really good NBA careers. And I wonder, does it all happen moving together? Do you switch them around? Do you use one guy as a trade piece like Wayne Embry did back in the day numerous times with point guards? What do you see happening?
I would be surprised, and the Cavs do like all three of them. I would be surprised if all three of them are your, you know, backcourt, only because you're going to run into a minutes ordeal, I think, at some point. I don't think that, you know, and just from talking to other people around the league, I don't think that you can continue to play Sexton, Garland, start them together moving forward, you know, 3 or 4 years from now. They kind of remind me of that old, and obviously not as good, but just on a lower level or much younger level of the Steph Curry, Mont Ellis type backcourt, where eventually, you know, Golden State at that point decided we've got to move one of these guys to kind of get a taller player. Now the Cavs already have somebody like that at Porter, so I think that Porter and one of the other guys is going to be here long term. And I don't know which is the other, whether it would be Garland or Sexton. I think Sexton, you know, we've heard people say he would be ideal off the bench. That's a hard sell for a guy who shows up every day, leads the team in scoring, doesn't miss games in Sexton, doesn't wobble off the court, plays really hard.
Really hard.
You know, I just don't think you could say, you know what, you've done everything we've asked, now you're coming off the bench. So I think at some point you're going to have to make a decision on one of those two younger guards in Sexton and Garland. But they love that backcourt. They do, and with good reason. It's been playing particularly well. All three of those players have been playing very well under J.B. Bickerstaff.
Hey, Sam, real quick, I got about 30 seconds here. The Cavs, what was it? It wasn't that long ago the Cavs were in 15th place in the East. Now they're percentage points ahead in 13th place with 17 wins and 41 losses. Where do the Cavaliers end in the regular season?
Win-wise?
Yeah, win or place.
Boy. You know, I think they'll win 22, 23 games. And I guess that would be good enough for like 14th or 15th. So, hey, right now they've looked great. And I think that they're just taking it. They're literally taking it game by game and saying, just go out, play hard, and see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may in the lottery.
Sam Amico, SI.com. Thank you, Sam. You're a true friend of the show. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Enjoy your day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.